Russia's government tries to shut down a church doing Olympic outreach. Attacks targeting Christians continue in Nigeria, and a dollar can change an entire family. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The church hosting the Fun Zone in Sochi, Russia, may soon be closed. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
Soar International Ministries is partnering with a church called the Evangelical House and other Christians to run the hospitality center. Now, it's attracted community members, national and international visitors, and even political leaders. We learned this week that the church may be forced to move. Director of Russia Inland Mission, Vladimir Samoylov.
The government of Sochi, they gave this church the building of the church and the property, but now there was recently a court papers and they want to take this property back to the government, and so they want
to
sell it.
The church is trying to fight it. This is happening with churches all over Russia. President of SOAR International, Richard Page, says he's concerned.
If we're talking just about the building, it has its obvious problems, but the church's ministry would obviously continue. We would want to continue to help reestablishing themselves.
The fear is the government will go after the church's registration. Read the full story at our website. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Sochi, Russia.
Next, a small Christian farming village was the target of Islamist insurgents on Saturday night. E3 Partners says the Boko Haram is suspected of the murders, totaling over 100. Other sources report that male villagers were the main target of the terrorist gunfire. In the aftermath, there were many villagers missing, houses burned and looted, and nearby villages evacuated. Will you join E3 in praying that God's light would not be overcome in this darkness? This is Mission Network News. It's been over 100 days since Typhoon Haiyan flattened a dozen villages in the Philippines, and millions still need urgent help just to stay alive. Advancing Native Mission's Bo Barreto says the pastors they work with mobilized the first aid teams. Many lost both their homes and their churches, but remained faithful to the gospel in the aid effort. That's why he was shocked by what some had been preaching to these pastors.
To preach on the wrath of God and the judgment of God on these islands and upon them, insinuating that they have not been good enough Christians, they have not been spiritual, they have fallen short of the mark. And it really discouraged them.
A&M quickly mustered two pastors' conferences in Ground Zero to encourage these leaders in the Word of God. The good news:
in those places where the gospel was preached by the relief team members, 1,553 of those that were in this relief distribution centers raised their hand to receive Christ Jesus.
The three words pray, give, and go mark a path to response. We have links to help direct you at our website. Meanwhile, it may not seem like it, but April will be here before you know it. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is excited for the start of their children's Bible clubs. Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman says they're hoping to break some records.
Our goal is to reach 5 million children this year. They are growing up in an environment where they are told that they're not worth very much, that the gods have said that they are of a lower status. And when they get to the club, they just get to be a kid. It's a time for them to have fun, to play with friends. It's really a breath of fresh air for these kids.
Best of all, they get to hear the gospel. Club leaders are in training right now. Pray that they'll gain a lot of practical knowledge.
Pray for the hearts of the children and families, that there will be a lot of soft hearts to the good news, and that many lives will be transformed.
$1 sends a child to Mission India's Bible Club. Learn more at missionnetworknews.org. And a little bit of hope can change how you view a desperate situation. The Middle East and North Africa are full of desperation, and Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, is countering that with the gospel hope. Through a new matching fund, you and your church can help their messages go further. Sat7's new Middle East Hope Fund will match any annual gift dollar for dollar for up to 4 years. Find details and get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wintle. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.